If you want to speak to a human being, press 1.
If there is a common denominator that runs through this book, it is the notion that globalization is everything and its opposite. It can be incredibly empowering and incredibly coercive. It can democratize opportunity and democratize panic. It makes the whales bigger and the minnows stronger. It leaves you behind faster and faster, and it catches you up faster and faster. While it is homogenizing cultures, it is also enabling people to share their unique individuality farther and wider. It makes us want to chase after the Lexus more intensely than ever and cling to our olive trees more tightly than ever. It enables us to reach into the world as never before, and it enables the world to reach into each of us as never before. Will it always be thus? Is globalization irreversible? My sense is that it is almost irreversible. But why do I say almost irreversible and not just plain old irreversible? Globalization is very difficult to reverse because it is driven both by enormously powerful human aspirations for higher standards of living and by enormously powerful technologies which are integrating us more and more every day, whether we like it or not. Theoretically, these aspirations and these technologies can be choked off, but only at a huge price to a society's development and only by building ever higher and ever thicker walls. I don't think that is likely to happen around the world, but it's possible. It is possible if the system gets so out of whack that not only disadvantaged minorities feel abused by it, but also big majorities in big countries. In a sense, the biggest threat to globalization today is globalization. The system could contain the seeds of its own destruction. What follows are the 5 ways in which the globalization system could simply run riot or become so oppressive that large majorities in a large number of large countries would start to feel like losers and therefore threaten the viability of the whole system.